Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/entitledparents. Now, in today's first story, an entitled woman demands that a child stand up rather than sit down for just 5 minutes, as in she literally says that sitting down is illegal. Before we get into that though, guys, if you are new around here, please consider hitting the subscribe button on my channel. It massively helps me out and it makes me feel, you know, warm and happy inside. So yeah, please do it. And anyway, let's get into the video. Entitled woman annoyed at young girl sitting down. So, I have been swimming since the age of about 4 and started competing in galas with my school at age 7. My primary school was very good at swimming and would get to the ISEB swimming finals in the London Aquatic Centre and the London League finals every year. This was my first ISEB finals and I was extremely nervous. I ended up using all of my energy in my sprints, not leaving much to get back home on. I also was taught from a young age to give up my seat when someone really needed it. We had to walk for half an hour from the centre to the underground to get home, which meant by the time I had gotten to the tube, I was very tired. I decided to sit down due to being rather drained. I was sitting next to my mother, who was unfortunately on the other side of a glass barrier. I thought I would get to rest and play on my phone for a bit. Boy, was I wrong. At the next stop, an entitled woman comes on the train. She sees that there are no empty seats and looks for a person she can annoy into moving. She spots me, the 10-year-old child, sitting in a seat and decides to stand close enough so me and my mum can hear her backhand comments. She looks over her shoulder and tuts to her partner. Why does this child have to sit in a priority seat? She can stand up perfectly fine. The woman was 50 to 60 years old, but looked healthy and fit, very much able to stand. I was unfazed by this comment, but my mother took notice and got slightly ticked off, knowing how drained I was. She realized I wasn't going to move, and then things got awkward. She decided to move to stand directly in front of me, making me very uncomfortable. And playing a game on their phone? People these days. My mother is now annoyed, but is stubborn. She can see that I am uncomfortable, and so takes off her backpack in a big way, then asks me to hold it for a second. She passes me the backpack around the glass barrier, nudging the entitled woman back a bit. She then talks to me about the gala, and we talk about how I had done well, but was really tired and wanted to go to sleep straight after dinner. This told the entitled woman why I wasn't giving up my seat. She then played a game with me, Spot the Open Seat. This was a game I quite liked to play as a small child with not much to do. That alerted the entitled woman to an open seat a little further down the carriage. She then quietly went to the seat with her partner, muttering under her breath about children these days. Oh, and by the way, she got off 5 minutes later. Now, for those of you that may not know, the London Underground train system is extremely busy. It's always packed down there. It's not very pleasant, but you know, people got to do what they got to do, go to work, get into central London, get back out again. It's not that bad, really. Now, for that reason, there is an unwritten law, really, a moral obligation that if you are able, you know, to stand and someone else that comes onto the train is not, you give up your seat for them. It's something that, you know, the majority of people do for the majority of their lives. I don't know. It's just like a standard thing that people do in London. However, in this situation, OPU had a very legitimate excuse, first of all, for why you'd be so tired, but that's not even the main issue. The main issue is this woman was going to be on the train for just 5 minutes and she couldn't be bothered to stand. As you say, OP, she was 50 to 60 years old, but she seemed able-bodied to you. Now, I'm not going to assume, maybe she did have, you know, bad legs or whatever and she needed to sit down, but 5 minutes? Really? Make a massive fuss out of it for 5 minutes? But one thing I do love is the way that your mum dealt with this entire situation. Without, you know, actually 100% confronting this woman, she was just indirectly telling her why her daughter, OP, was sitting down and playing a game about Spot the Open Seat. Great game. Not a game, by the way, but you know, yeah, aka go and sit over there away from us. Brilliant stuff. Now for our next post. My mum, 38 years old, thinks she's entitled to my, 17-year-old girl's salary and spends it all on designer. My parents have never given me allowance for anything, so without asking them, I got a part-time job after school at a restaurant, where I earned $5 an hour. I worked for 2 hours every day after school, from 5:45 to 8 p.m. They knew I'd gotten a job, so they didn't say much of anything. My mum asked me a few questions and would be curious to learn more, but that was it. After a few months, I had saved around $800, which is a lot for me, and I was planning to continue my saving until my mum asked me how much I'd earned and asked me to let her save it in her account as it would be safer. I said okay. Afterwards, I saw her buy a few designer things and asked her if she had spent my money, to which she replied, "I've spent thousands on you by growing you up, so what if I spend your money? Just earn it back again." I started bawling my eyes out, not out of sadness, but pure frustration that my hard work and hard-earned money has now been washed away because of my mum. She feels entitled to my money, and my dad didn't say anything to her about it. She refuses to return it and thinks I'm acting like a brat, and told me if I continued this way, she's going to ground me and take away all my devices? What the F? I currently have around $80 in Bitcoin, and I'm going to start saving again, but without my entitled mum knowing, however. I am so extremely upset because I have to start from the beginning again. FYI, my family is not rich, so $800 is a lot of money to us, and there is no way she will ever return it to me for anyone that's optimistic enough to think that my mum's the kind to save it for me. So, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone except for myself. I can't wait to get out of this house at 18. Oh man, well that is actually a very sad story. I mean, how much of a loser do you have to be to literally fiend your kids' money? Like, so do you not have a job? Do you not have money that you can, you know, spend on yourself, that you've earned yourself, rather than going to your kid who's making $5 an hour? It's not exactly a lot, is it? And then stealing their money? Oh, ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Jesus, what a horrible woman. OP, I do agree though, it is good to save in Bitcoin, especially, you know, with the price of Bitcoin these days absolutely going through the roof. In just like the last week, it's gone mental for those of you that care. Yeah, it's a good way to save money, not in, you know, actual cash in your bank, because perhaps your mum wouldn't know about it, you know, cryptocurrencies, that sort of thing. So yeah, I'd advise that if you invest in Bitcoin, then take out the money later when you need to actually spend it on yourself, not for your mum. Do that. That's a good idea. Sounds great to me. Now for our third post. Entitled mum refuses to stop her child from causing a scene during a movie, is banned from the theatre. Many, many years ago, I worked as an usher in a movie theatre. We often got complaints about people or kids being noisy during movies, and as the usher, it was my job to make them stop or kick them out if they didn't. During a relatively slow afternoon, a customer comes out of his theatre to complain about a kid being disruptive in his R-rated movie. There are only about 10 people in there, and immediately I spot a small child, approximately 4 or 5 years old, running up and down the stairs, back and forth in rows, making noises, bumping into people. It was unreal. The guy who complained points out the mother for me, so I go right up to her and tell her that she needs to keep her child from running around and causing a disturbance, or I'll have to ask him to leave. She doesn't even look at or acknowledge me. Her kid continues to run rampant. She does nothing. I try again, talking louder and firmer. She finally looks at me and snaps, "I bought my ticket, I'm going to watch my movie, I don't have to do anything." Anyway, I call in the manager. He tries the same thing. She begins shouting at him, "Back off, racist mother effers. I'm not going to say anything to him, I don't have to, he can do whatever he wants, and I'm not going anywhere, I pay for my ticket." All the while, the movie is still playing, and her child is still running around like a little butthole. It's escalated far beyond anything I'd seen up to that point. Given that a theatre is private property and that she is no longer welcome due to her atrocious behaviour, she is now trespassing and the police are called in. For liability purposes, employees were not allowed to grab customers and drag them out. Given the time of day, we didn't have officers on hand like we did in the evenings, so they had to drive there and didn't make it until right as the movie was ending. The manager and officers waited by the door of the theatre, stopping the woman and her son, while another manager stood nearby and gave everyone else a free movie pass. That at least is a nice touch. The woman continued to make a scene and throw a fit, shouting, stomping her feet, flailing her arms, calling everyone racist, specifically pointing to or calling out me, the manager, everyone else in the theatre with her, the cops, essentially everyone not the same race as her that was within her range of vision, and claiming that because she bought her ticket, she could do what she wanted, and we weren't allowed to do anything about it, and we weren't allowed to tell her to keep her son quiet. Her tantrum supposedly lasted for quite a while, including her swatting at the officers when they tried to calm her down, but I had to leave to tend to my other duties, so unfortunately, I didn't see the end of it. As I was later told, she was forcibly removed by police when she refused to leave and kept throwing a tantrum, and banned from the theatre permanently. A copy of her ID was made, and a picture taken, and they were put up at every ticket counter. Yeah, I mean, overall, I've got to say, you dealt with this woman very well, OP, and your company in the theatre. I mean, getting the police involved, it sounds maybe a little bit excessive. But of course, if one woman literally is not complying and is not leaving, you know, your theatre, then what else are you going to do? You know, you can't touch her, as you say, because I assume that's against, you know, the law somehow, or it's against your company policy. So you need to get someone in who can, and then get her out of there along with her kid. Ideally safely, but yeah, I mean, calling everyone racist when you were literally just like disrupting everyone's, you know, enjoyment of the film. Nah, you're the one that's being, you know, obstructive and annoying, entitled woman. Yeah, and it's a good thing that you're gone and banned for life.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now moving on to our final post. Mum demands remorse. Not an apology, she demands me to feel remorse, which I do not. For context, on Christmas, we invited my mum and my grandma to Christmas Duck for dinner. They behaved as usual. They rolled their eyes because I didn't cook, but got dinner from a restaurant. With daycare closed and a full-time job, my priority was to have a relaxed Christmas and support a small restaurant, which had to close due to Corona and is selling out of house to survive. They commented how children could entertain themselves much better in their days. My son was just excited and understandably impatient. I mean, which three-year-old is not hyper on Christmas? He was actually very sweet that day. My mum commented that I can look so much better when I actually try, like when I go to work. She likes to see me in skirts. She gave us 4 kilograms of chocolate, even though I asked her multiple times to limit sweet gifts to 1 or 2 pieces. She told my husband, whose hand is severely damaged after a surgery, that she sees him using it just normally, so it must be better, and why is he not working again yet? He is a welder, so lifting a drink and lifting 35 kilograms worth of equipment does make just a bit of difference. She kept talking about how Corona regulations are worse than limitations and politics back in the GDR. If you haven't guessed by now, I am from Germany and my mum lived in the GDR. And she kept complaining about every little thing that is just slightly discomforting to normal people, like wearing a mask. After all of this, I was fed up. I raised my voice and told her to stop complaining. Yes, my tone was not nice, and this led to a call yesterday, which she started with, "I demand an apology for your tone the other day. You will never use that again." I told her that my tone was harsh, and I was sorry for not being more controlled. However, if she continues to behave that way, I can't promise it won't happen again. Now, this is of course because I'm at a loss and drained and can't deal with her anymore and stay calm during her rants. Then came the headline. "I really expected you to show some remorse. You attack instead of being apologetic. That is so wrong. I demand you show some remorse." So I told her if she reflects her own behavior and promises to respect my family's wishes and feelings, we can talk again. So, I hope to have a few weeks of peace and quiet before she starts guilt-tripping me again. Before you suggest going no contact, I am seriously considering it, but I'm not quite there yet. And there we go, another crazy, entitled woman that comes into Christmas, you know, free, doing no work, and just says, you know what, you could do this better, you could do this better, you need to go back to work, cook me a proper meal. I care about nothing. that's going on here, and I want everything to be, you know, centered around me. Someone that I personally would despise, have a lot of hatred for, and ultimately show zero remorse if I did raise my voice. So I think it's a little bit weird that this woman, your mum OP, is asking you to show remorse when she was being an absolute, you know, idiot, a horrible person. And yeah, I feel like she's the one that needs to show some remorse and apologize for her actions, to be honest. Of course you'd raise your voice in that situation. She's being an absolute pig. And that is the most polite word I can think to use to describe this woman, if I'm honest. Yeah, but you know what's actually an interesting point, right? Whenever I read these stories, and I always say like, oh, just get out of your house as soon as you can at 18, go no contact, disown her. Of course, it's always easier said than done. Ultimately, she is your mother. You love her, I assume. Even though she does sound like a cow, another farm animal that I've described her as. But anyway, yeah, it is harder than it seems, isn't it? Because you love your mother, obviously. So it's up to you, obviously, OP. Take your time, make your decision. Don't go no contact just yet, but see it more as like a strike. If she does it again and again, maybe it's time. I don't know. Of course, it's up to you. I don't know. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. If you've enjoyed it, drop a like on this video, comment your favorite of the four stories down below so I can, you know, try and gauge which stories you prefer for next video. And yeah, watch more right away if you did enjoy it. Yeah, you know, because why not? There's loads of videos right there that you're going to love. All right, you're going to absolutely love them. So click them and love them. If you are new to my channel, as I said, hit this button up here. It does amazing things when you click it. I think, like, if you hit how many letters is it? It might be like 9 letters that come up. Oh, no, 8 letters that come up when you click. Like, as in, if you click this icon, yeah, and then letters come up, and if you click that, then something magical happens.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, so just do it and see what happens. It's amazing. Stop watching this video. It's gone on too long.